Say you're lunching on a bench near the creek, when three strays waylay you, the dainty calico and two brindled males take turns fuzzing your ankles, elbowing your elbows. It occurs to you that these are copies of the cats the goddess of liberty used to reach down to pet, the ones the Romans always pictured at her feet. These are the very cat's eyes Egyptians mimicked with makeup, the eyes of their cat-headed goddess Bast, whose symbol was the sun. As you toss them small pieces of your sandwich, you wonder if it could be Bast who sent you this sunny Sunday, so unlike old man Saturn, who provided yesterday's Saturnine Saturday fog. The more you think about it, the more you wish the National Weather Service would bypass Monday's moody moon entirely, along with Tiu, Woden, and Thor, and appeal directly to Friday's Freya, Norse goddess of accurate prophecy. All white furs, platinum hair, and cobalt eyes, her chariot drawn by two large gray cats. And suddenly you remember an old Chinese tale in which cats once ran the world until they decided it was too much bother. That's when you stepped in, another story. Say you get up now and go back to work.